This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour number two of the program, Chris Thomas Turtle, with you until 10 o'clock this evening, taking your phone calls at 404-726-0929. What is the biggest thing this team needs to do immediately in order to change what's going on? And for me, it's easy, because this team on offense, as we were just talking about to Joe Patrick, more so than anything else, more so than the defense, special teams, quarterback play, anything else, the play calling specifically has been exposed. The formula to stop the Falcons in their zone running offense has been exposed, and they need to correct and adjust to what the league has done to them. And that falls on the shoulders of Zach Robinson, Raheem Morris, and the entire offensive staff to get it done. What do you think? What is the biggest thing that this team needs to improve upon? Maybe you think it's something else. But for me, it's the adjustments in the play calling is far and ahead, number one. Nasir starts us off. Nasir.
Hey, what's up, Turtle Man? How you doing?
I'm great. What's going on?
Hey, you know, just like you, I'm a Jets fan, but I moved down here in Atlanta, bought a house, so you know, I'm dealing with both teams. My thing is they need to go to identity like when we have Rex Ryan and run the ball first. That's it. They need to change up some of how their formations, because their formations seem to be predictable. Everybody, people on ESPN are saying what we're going to do before we do it. So I think you need to change up the formations and you need to just be a primarily defensive team. Even though you have all these offensive weapons, you need to perfect the defense. You know, if you could perfect the defense and do that with an efficient running game, it will make you a more dominant team, meaning that the running game will give the team, the defensive side, more rest. And then on the offensive side, you will open up the pass by having a dominant running game. Penix need to get underneath the center. That's all I have to say.
No, Nasir, you're right. But the problem is, that is their offensive identity. Raheem Morris said as much, but they need to change it up. They do the same freaking plays over and over and over again to the point where it's getting exposed in the games and then by pundits like Dan Orlovsky and Kurt Warner and everybody else. Everyone can see the Falcons run the same handful of plays, and when they check in a certain direction and when they motion in a certain direction, you can telegraph exactly what's coming. So, Nasir, you're right about the identity. You're absolutely right. It's run the ball and play tough defense and let Penix take his shots when he needs to. But the offensive in the running game and the scheme and the play calling has gotten so vanilla that the league has figured it out. Dante's up next. Dante.
Hey. Hey, thanks for having me. I'm actually glad that the line got exposed the way it has been. I feel like it's been a downfall during this whole playoff drought. Of course, you know, we say that our run game is our identity, but when you lean on your identity, if it's your identity, it should still shine through. But defense have shown us that it could take away our running game. And for years, we've struggled in the red zone, third and short, fourth and short. So, you know, if you're a great offensive line, you're going to shine in those red zone areas, third and short, fourth and short. But we haven't been able to do that because it's not a great offensive line. Our strong suit for our offensive line is run blocking. That's what we do best. But we're still not elite at that, and that's been proven because they've been able to take it away. So I feel like all the firing and all the quote-unquote lack of creativity that's been put on all the head coaches and OCs is because they've been restricted on what they can call because this line can't block it. You can't call it. It doesn't make sense to call it if they can't block it.
Well, Dante, to your point, Storm Norton hopefully back next week because Elijah Wilkinson, and thanks for the call, started off strong, and he's really taken a dip the past couple of weeks, especially in that 49ers game. Woof. I mean, Bryce Huff made him look like an amateur. So to your point, Dante, you're spot on there. 404-726-0929. I think it's more about the play calling than the offensive line. But to Dante's point, the offensive line has not been what they've been built up to be so far this season. Not even close. Jake Matthews, by the way, too. Oh, a lot of penalties. More so than usual this year. I've heard his name get called a lot. Very uncharacteristic for Jake. Mike is up next. Mike.
Yeah. I call in a lot. I wanted to call Sunday, but I couldn't promise that I wasn't going to curse on air. Look.
I hear you.
This is the problem. The problem is definitely the play calling, but it's bigger than that. It's the whole game plan. How do you come into a game with the most predictable offense, and people have identified that to you, and you didn't do anything about it? If I hear one more time in a press conference where they say, nah, it wasn't a game plan, it was the execution, are you kidding me? Bruh, I was sitting there, and I knew what the next three plays were going to do anytime the offense took the field. Like, if you know your offensive line is struggling, why don't you call plays to take some of the pressure off of them? If you know that they're pinning their ears back and they're coming at – I can go back to the San Francisco game. When they were coming after Michael Penix, why didn't you start throwing short passes? Where was the screen game? What, like I looked over on the other side. They did that for Mac Jones. Mac Jones was getting lit up in the first quarter, and they fixed that by running the ball and a short passing game.
You just highlighted the problem is they don't make those adjustments. That's the exact thing that we're talking about.
I'm gonna tell you what the biggest problem is. The biggest problem is not only do they not make the adjustments, I don't think they have the answers. They don't make in-game adjustments. They don't make post-game adjustments. They don't make good decisions as far as game planning. Like, the whole thing is bad. And at this point, that's not just on Robinson. That's on Raheem Morris because you knew this. And you don't have any answers. They're not even looking around the rest of the league to see, hey, what's something we could adopt to mitigate some of the things we're struggling with? I mean, that's football. At this point, they should start asking Madden. Just press the Ask Madden button on the video game, because they don't have the answers, and now we can't even change. Like, we're deep in the season, you can't throw the playbook out.
No. But what you can do, and I appreciate the phone call. Got to run just because we're up against the break. What you can do is make adjustments. You can. I'm sorry. What even if Zach Robinson? Even if you feel like he's fundamentally incapable, which is what it sounds like a lot of us do. You need to try still. That's the point, is you need to try. Again, if you're getting called out for saying the most basic of things, like if Charlie Warner blocks to the left in motion, that means the play's going zone right. Or if Charlie Warner blocks to the left in motion, that means the play's going zone left. Like, if the most basic of things are being exposed in such a way, you have to be able to make adjustments. Maybe don't change the entire playbook like the last caller said, because you can't. But how about some different plays? You're telling me this is all we have? This is all we have, Zach? Come on now. We need to be better than that. Ron's up next. Ron, what do you think?
Yeah, you guys are spot on with the in-game adjustments. I mean, there's none. I mean, the team came out flat, in my opinion. Just There's no passion. There's no leadership. It's amazing. It's like the last guy just said. I mean, you got like a third and three, and you throw instead of trying to get a first down, you throw an out route to a wide receiver over his head. Why not just throw a little dump off somewhere and pick up, you know, the yards you need for a first down?
Too cute.
I mean, the play calling.
It's too cute.
It's not, we need somewhere like Hank Stram. Remember Hank Stram? He was all over those guys.
Well, it's a different. I got you. Listen, I appreciate the phone call, Hank Stram. That's funny. Check it off on the bingo card, folks, if you had a Hank Stram reference on the program tonight. My goodness, that was amazing. Good job by the caller pulling out Hank Stram. No business, no nonsense. Hank Stram. That's what we need, We need a taskmaster on the sideline. Hank freaking Stram. Let's go. I'm about it. You know what? Why don't we just play a single wing and do jet sweeps and powers right up the middle? You know, that was my high school offense. We ran a wing T because we didn't have great wide receivers. We had one guy that was tall. His name was Chris, too, ironically. The rest of them, not so good. So we ran a two running back wing T set. Let's do it, Falcons. We got Bijan and Tyler. There's the answer, everybody. We figured it out. 7:15 Eastern. Appreciate it. 404-726-0929. That was hysterical. All right, when we get back, let's get the inside skinny from Boston. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll take your calls, too. Grab a line if you're not, or hit me up on Twitter at C Thomas Radio. How did Drake May become the MVP of the league? Let's find out together next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
If you asked me at the beginning of the season how worried I was about traveling to Foxborough, I would have said, like a 5 or a 6. I really respect Vrabel as a head coach. Drake May is an ascending player. Got a couple of nice pieces. What I would have not said is that Vrabel looks like the coach of the year and Drake May is in the MVP conversation. But yet, after the Falcons get drubbed 34-10 at home versus Miami, that's the treat that they get. That's their reward. We'll be hopping on a plane, and you can hear it all on 92.9 The Game starting with the Wade Ford Tailgate Show on Sunday. To break that all down, one of our favorites, Christopher Price, Boston Globe, and the Believe Network, covering not just the Patriots, but the entire league as well. Christopher, let's start there. Just how surprised are you that Vrabel was able to get things to the point where they are right now so quickly?
I think everyone is surprised. I had them, and I think we even talked about this before the start of the year. I had them for 7 wins, and they're way ahead of that. Look, part of it, not going to lie, part of it is an easier than usual schedule. They have one of the easiest schedules by metric. Talking to my friend Aaron Schatz from used to run Football Outsiders, using DVOA, they have what could be one of the easiest schedules in the history of the National Football League since 1978. So let's start with that basic premise. But Mays emerged. The two biggest questions about this team from a positional standpoint, offensive line and wide receiver, have been answered unequivocally over the start of the year. And look, you look at Myles Garrett's 5 sacks last week, set that aside. The offensive line has done very well over the course of the first 8 games. The wide receiver group has performed, has outperformed expectations. Stephon Diggs has looked very good coming off the ACL. You have some other guys in that room who've been good complementary pieces, like Kayshon Boutte, Pop Douglas, Mac Hollins. So they got it all working, and the defense has limited every single running back that they've faced this year to 50 yards or less, or 49 yards or less. So that's the big milestone that they're talking about here in New England when it comes to the run defense. No opposing running back has broken the 50-yard milestone. So look, it's all coming together for them, and I think it's ahead of schedule, at least partially because of the quarterback play and the easier-than-usual schedule.
Well, Falcons rushed for 40 yards last week against the Dolphins, so that tracks really well for that to continue for the Patriots. Drake May's ascension, obviously we saw the talent coming out of college, but did you think he'd be where he is this quickly?
I thought he would be in this neighborhood if they put guys around him who could create a positive infrastructure on the offensive side of the ball. Last year, he didn't have any of that. The offensive line was lousy. He didn't have many skill position options around him. And the coaching staff, really, for my money, didn't know how to properly maximize his strengths. They have all of that now. And so I think he's where people expected he would be at this stage of his career. If you give a young quarterback the options, if you give a young quarterback a sturdy, steady, consistent offensive line, and guys like Stephon Diggs, and, a running game with rookie Trevion Henderson and Ramondre Stevenson and dependable guys, tight end like Austin Hooper and Hunter Henry, this is what you're going to get. This is what the Patriots were lacking last year. They had the quarterback. They just didn't have all the pieces around him. Now they have the quarterback. They have the pieces. And I think you see that manifested in the wins and losses over the course of the season.
How much of a big brother does Buffalo still look like? Or is the feeling there at this point that, hey, we could take this division?
There's very much of a feeling that they could take this division based on what we saw when they went up to Buffalo in prime time earlier this year. Look, I'm under no illusions that Buffalo is going to kind of shrivel up and die. But I think at the same time, I think, the onus is on the Bills. The pressure is on the Bills because the Patriots are in first place. They still have a game up here in Foxborough later in the season. So Buffalo is going to have to come to New England and win. And, in the past, that's been easy. But in the past, they haven't had this sort of talent on either side of the ball over the last few years. So there is a growing belief here in New England that New England can win this division. They need a lot of things to continue for them, though, moving forward. They've been very healthy when it comes to they've been very lucky when it comes to staying healthy, I should say. They lost Antonio Gibson for the year with a knee issue. Christian Gonzalez missed the first 3 games of the season because of a hamstring. But other than that, they've been completely injury-free. And, they haven't had a lot of main games missed because of health issues. They've gotten some surprising performances out of some guys, like I said before, at the wide receiver position, the offensive line position, that they, I don't think they completely anticipated. So they need to keep it all moving forward in that direction. But so far, I think there's a belief that they can be right there with the Bills at the end when you're talking about the division.
Looking around the rest of the league as we're talking with our buddy Christopher Price, make sure you check him out at the Boston Globe as well as on the Believe Podcast Network. When it comes to two teams that we figured could be back in this thing, it looks like they're getting back on track at the right time, Philly and Kansas City. Are you surprised by either of those teams that they got it back so quickly, or do you still feel like those are two of the best teams in the NFL?
they're still two of the best teams in the NFL, especially with the Chiefs. I'm not buying that whole, you know, laying low, we're struggling kind of a thing. We saw this, and look, from a New England perspective, we saw this plenty from like 2012 to 2013 or 14, where you had a quarterback making chicken salad out of chicken you know what, basically, on the offensive side of the ball. Brady was able to kind of lift the team, but they weren't able to kind of get over the hump right now. Patrick Mahomes is in that phase of his career where he is being asked to, you know, basically put the entire franchise on his back and get them into the playoffs. He's good enough to get this. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Look, they're going to win like seven in a row. They're going to sneak into the playoffs, and all of a sudden we're going to see him in the AFC Championship game again. So particularly to when you talk about Kansas City, I think that they're going to be right there at the end because they've earned that right, frankly, you know, with their success over the last decade or so. The Eagles, I'm not surprised at all. You know, the way that team is built, Howie Rose, how he's just put together a phenomenal roster, and the way that he operates and the way that franchise operates, the floor for both of those teams is a conference championship game still, even with the struggles that they've had at this point in the season.
Speaking of putting a team on your back, can Lamar's return get them into the playoff picture again?
I don't know if it can get them into the playoff picture, but it can make them awful feisty down the stretch and ruin a couple of teams, you know, playoff chances. I just, there's too much talent there. There's too much steadiness. There's too much consistency in Baltimore to see them fall off like this. I think that they're going to be competitive. I don't think it's going to be enough maybe ultimately to get them into the postseason. But again, I think that they're going to be a pain in the ass for teams to play against come November and December. And if that's, you know, that should be enough to kind of, you know, whet their appetite for maybe bigger and better things down the road in 2026.
The Cleveland Browns played the Patriots last week. Did you see anything from Dillon Gabriel? Should the Browns consider Shadur at this point? What do you think they should do?
I was standing at the entrance to the field where the visiting teams enter and exit, and after the game, Stefanski was walking off the field, and you had Cleveland Browns fans there pleading with him, screaming at him that he needs to start Shadur Sanders, that he has to start Shadur Sanders, that it's the only way that he can keep his job and the only way that the only chance that the Browns have of turning things around this year. So I think they'd be crazy not to at least give him a shot. Look, I didn't see anything from Dillon Gabriel. Dillon Gabriel, to me, looks like the kind of guy who's going to end up being a career backup in the National Football League. Now, that's not a character flaw, but it just is what it is. There really was very little there to suggest that he is going to be able to grow into an every down NFL quarterback. A Patriots executive sidled up to me at the end of the game when we were watching these guys come off the field. He said, Dillon Gabriel's not an NFL quarterback at this stage of his career. And so I guess if you're asking me if they should go to Shadur, I'm saying yes.
Yeah, it would certainly quell the fan base at least a little bit because they're going crazy in Cleveland right now. Another fan base that's going crazy, rightfully so. I was as wrong on this about anybody. I did not think Bo Nix was an NFL quarterback. He's proving everybody wrong on a week-in, week-out basis. What level of contender can the Broncos be?
I think the Broncos right now fall into that category that is also inhabited by the Colts and the Patriots, where everyone, I think, is a little taken aback at their level of success, but I don't know if anyone is really ready to push all their chips to the middle of the table and say, look, Denver's going to be in the Super Bowl. Indy's going to be in the Super Bowl. New England's going to be in the Super Bowl. I like what Denver has done. I like the progression. I love having Sean Payton, big game head coach there. He knows how to get a team from here to here when it comes to the development. I'm just not ready, again, with all of those teams. With those three teams, I think those three teams are very, very similar in their development, in their, you know, their team-building approach, and the fact that each one of them kind of have their own MVP. I just don't know if any one of those three is going to be there, you know, at the end. Although I will say this, the Broncos throwback uniforms they wore this past weekend, just absolute perfection as far as I'm concerned.
And equally atrocious were the Steelers uniforms as they got yes. their butts beaten by the Packers. Okay, before I let you go, you know, this one hits a little personal to me because I did grow up in New York City before moving here to Atlanta, but Nick Mangold passes away at the age of 41. For those who aren't familiar, he was an all-pro center for the Jets for over a decade. He died of kidney disease, tragically. As somebody who covered all those Jets and Patriots games, what did you think about the passing of Nick Mangold?
I just remembered Richard Seymour talking about Nick Mangold in a way that he talked about very few opponents over the course of his career here in New England. Those Jets teams, and I think you hit it on the you hit the nail on the head there when you're talking about those Jets teams of 2010, 2011, 2012, those early Rex teams that got to the, you know, the AFC Championship game and were just a handful for everyone to think about. Mangold was the very personification of those teams. Just tough, steady, consistent, smart, physical, just checked all the boxes. Everything you wanted in a football player, it was Nick Mangold. And again, when you talk to the Patriots, specifically the Patriots defensive line, they would go on and on about the greatness of a guy like Nick Mangold. In the NFL world is a lesser place today because he is not in it anymore.
Appreciate it, Christopher. Well said, and I appreciate the time as always. We'll chat soon.
My pleasure, Chris. Take care.
All right. That is Christopher Price, Boston Globe, and the Believe Network covering the entire NFL, but he is based out of Boston, so perfect time to get him on to preview Falcons and Patriots. Hey, just want to let you know, Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Back to the phones when we get back with you. 404-726-0929. If you're on hold, stay there. You're up first. If not, grab a line. And if you can't, hit me up on Twitter at C Thomas Radio. I say the biggest thing plaguing the Falcons right now is their lack of ability to adjust on offense. And that's on Raheem, that's on Zach, that's on all the offensive coaches. But what do you think? What is the biggest thing plaguing the Falcons right now? Your calls are next, 404-726-0929.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Back with you here on Chris Thomas Tonight. Turtle with you until 10 o'clock. Going to get back to the busy phone lines. Just want to remind you to get your Thanksgiving week started with some golf for a great cause, because Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic is presented by Finley Roofing and is coming up Monday, November 24th, and it'll be at Eagle Watch Golf Club in Woodstock. Now's your chance to sign up. Go to 92.9thegame.com and click on the events link, but do it now because foursomes are going quickly. That's the third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic benefiting Pets for Vets on November 24th. 404-726-0929. We're talking Falcon Solutions tonight. I want to know what y'all think is the biggest thing this team needs to get back on track with the most urgency. For me, it's not close. For me, it's having your offensive identity exposed. I was joking around with Christopher Price last segment. Falcons ran for 40 yards last week. So going up against the number one rush defense in the NFL, Yeah, how's that going to go if you don't make adjustments there, Zach, Raheem, TJ, and the rest of the crew? But what do you think? Is it the defense, the quarterback play, special teams? Anything's on the table. Offensive line. Cody starts us off. Cody.
Yo, what's up, Chris?
What's up, Cody?
So it's never been more obvious in all the years of being a Falcons fan. It's coaching, man. When you have players as good as Bijan Robinson and you're only getting 44 yards a game, that screams coaching. I mean, there's no creativity. Why not, if you're going to, you know, do all your motions and stuff, why not do a play action with Charlie and fake the handoff to Bijan and maybe hit Charlie out in the flat or something? You know, switch it up a little bit. I don't know. Another thing that points at coaching is it seems like Michael Penix has regressed. I mean, if we remember the first game against Tampa, he was running to get touchdowns, first downs. I mean, he was being a dog. You could tell he had that, you know, go get him in him. I haven't seen that from Penix. He's been looking real timid in the pocket. That's coaching. You know, I don't know if he needs to call Kalen DeBoer and maybe set up a dinner with Penix and some of the guys on offense and, you know, talk it out and see what he needs to do. But they need to figure it out, man. I mean, even if you look on the sidelines, I feel like other NFL teams, you know, when they have a backup quarterback in, the starting quarterback is there with them on the sideline. They're looking at the tablet together. They're talking to the coaches. We don't get any camaraderie on our sidelines at all. Everyone looks so stale, so flat, and so to themselves. It's so mind-boggling that it's crazy. Everyone can see it's coaching. We have way too good of players on our team to be like this. And another thing that I think they need to work on, well, first off, I don't even think they have anything to pivot to. You know, everyone's saying make in-game, you know, decisions and change this and change that. I don't think they have anything else to change it to. And then secondly, maybe some roster moves. I mean, JD is just not going to get it done back there, man. We need a wide receiver as well, really bad. Maybe put Cousins and Tyler together on a package. We love Tyler here in Atlanta, but would you rather not go to the playoffs and then lose Tyler in the offseason anyways? Terry needs to be on the phone. He needs to get cooking. And Raheem and the guys, man, I really want to have faith in them. So we'll see. But it's when you're up and down like this, it's so clearly coaching. And I don't know what we're going to do from here on out as Falcons fans, man.
No, Cody, I appreciate it, man. Good insight. As always, it is a coaching issue. Cody, it just is. You're not wrong. You're 100% right in your conviction. It is a coaching issue. Raheem needs to be better. Zach needs to be better. The last couple of weeks, Ulbrich needs to be better. Despite the market improvement over last year, not going to take that away from him for sure. But he gave up 34 points to Miami, man, and they're not good. They were 1-6 coming into this game. The offense didn't help. 3 and out. You were on the field forever. The time of possession margin in that game was like 2-1. Almost literally, like unbelievably awful for the Falcons, who pride themselves on sustaining long drives with their running game. So, Cody, 100% right. Can't disagree at all. Curtis is up next. Curtis.
He gave up 34 points to Miami, man.
Curtis, need you to turn down the radio.
The offense didn't help.
All right. That's all right, Curtis. Let's go to Blake. Blake, you're up next.
So, just three quick things. Thank you for taking my call. As we speak, I am writing J.D. Burns' eulogy because he is awful. Lord have mercy. And the next thing, when we hired Raheem, I was a huge Raheem. He was wildly liked across the league. But what has started to tick me off is, we all can say that wide receivers coach that he fired was a scapegoat. That's clear. And my issue is what I saw on Sunday of miscommunications with the wide receivers and quarterback still, that means that move didn't do anything. And I can't even say Kurt, like, I didn't even see enough of Kurt in that game to say that he played good or bad. Like, you can't even say that on Kurt. It's him scapegoating that wide receivers coach and us still having issues is where I'm thinking he's losing it.
No, and again, the whole thing was, and I appreciate the phone call, Curtis, or Blake rather, is what you just said. Kirk didn't even really have a chance to operate much because the Miami offense was on the field the entire game. And that's not an exaggeration. The entire game. That's why they scored 34 points and Tua had four freaking touchdowns because they controlled the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball for the entire game. And it was an awful, awful display. Isaiah's up next. Isaiah, go ahead.
Go on.
What's up, Isaiah?
My thing, man, I'm looking at the wide receiver room, man. I feel like you got to be able to stress the defense. We don't have a guy that could do that, you know, and it showed against the opposition this Sunday with Waddle. He torched us, man, going deep. We don't have that right now. And I feel like, you know, if they don't hurry up and make a call soon, they're going to have a long season, man, because you got to have a wide receiver that could – they need a big wide receiver that could separate.
Yeah, and they don't have it, Isaiah.
I see our quarterback. He's got the arm to go down the field, but he's holding the ball. He's hesitating. I'm seeing it. I saw it in the San Francisco game. A lot of those balls that he threw away. I felt like if we had a wide receiver that could separate, we would have had more points on the board. I think that's the biggest issue that they have right now.
No,
in my opinion.
Listen, I agree with you 100%, Isaiah. Thank you so much for making the call. We talked about it with Joe Patrick earlier in the show. We talked about it all off season. Did they need to make another move at the wide receiver room before they lost Ray Ray, before Drake got hurt? The wide receiver room outside of Drake is small, and they're not particularly burners. Mooney can do it, but he's really the only one, and he's about as tall as I am on a good day, and that's not saying much. I'm a short king. 404-726-0929. Isaiah's right. I think the play calling is a little bit bigger of an issue, but I'd put the wide receiver room right up there. So good stuff from Isaiah there. Sean is up next. Sean, what do you think? Sean, going once, going twice, and he gone. Let's go to James. James, you're up next at 404-726-0929. James.
Hey, how you doing, Turtle?
What's up, James?
Look, this is what I'm trying. I want to ask you. So, when the head coaches, did they pick the coaches they want to work with, right?
Yes.
Okay. So they should have let the general manager. If he picked the team, he should have picked the offensive coordinator, because in this league, in this situation, we can't have friends of friends. Now, you want to give your buddy a job, that's fine. But if he don't work out, you got to keep on moving, because you got to stay. The stake of the whole stake looking at you to put something on the field with the type of team you got. Now, look at that running back for San Francisco we played last week. You know he didn't get but 43 yards last Sunday. That's all he got with
Houston. Yeah, versus Houston, you're
43
right.
43 yards. And when Miami came in here, they were hurt like we were hurt. But like I said, they used what they had, and the offensive coordinator was able to work with that, and they beat the hell out of us. Thanks for taking my call.
Can't argue. Listen, he's right. James is right. Miami was banged up, too. And by the way, Oren, that's the best game Tua has played in like 2 years. It really is. He was 20 for 26 passing for 200-plus yards and four touchdowns with no picks. Tua has not played like that in years. So for him to be able to put together that performance against, we got the number one ranked defense in the league. Nope. Sorry. Try scoring defense. Try scoring offense. Those are the numbers, as they say on Dukes and Bell, that we need to pay attention to. Good stuff from James. Let's see what Steve is thinking. Steve, you're on Chris Thomas tonight. Go ahead. Steve is on Chris Thomas tonight. Go ahead, Steve.
This is all Fontenot's fault. The players are Fontenot's fault. The coaching staff is Fontenot's fault. I even saw not one, but two ugly cheerleaders out there. After this year, whoever we get in here, it's going to take 3 to 4 years to be a Super Bowl contender. He gave away our number one pick next year for Pierce, who's been invisible.
No, listen, I appreciate the phone call. We don't need to take pot shots at the cheerleaders, man. They're just doing their job. Come on, man. Be better than that. Taking shots at the cheerleaders. I know we're all frustrated, but geez, come on, man. Listen, you won't have to worry about it, my friend, much longer. If they don't make the playoffs this season, there is, I mean, maybe a 2% chance Terry Fontenot comes back, but I think that's being generous. You can't go 6 years in the NFL without making the playoffs, folks. It's unheard of. 404-726-0929. Trey is up next. Trey, what do you think? Oh, let's go to John. John is up next.
Hey, what's going on, Chris?
What's up?
Hey, man, I know the Falcons aren't up.
No, they're not.
But what I feel like, there's no camaraderie with that team. It seems like that when it's time for everybody to pull together, bite down, and get it done, they choke. And I really don't see the leadership in the quarterback, Kirk Cousins. I like Penix, but I really don't see him rallying around Penix, for instance, like how they would, like how they did Tom Brady, so to speak, or Joe Montana, Bob Greasy, Roger Staubach. You've got to pull as a unit, man. If you want to win games, you got to be a team. You can have all the number one draft picks in the world, but if you can't unite and get it together as a unit, man, you're not going to do nothing. And it's showing all over the field. I mean, defense and offense. I mean, these guys have got to come together, man. I mean, we've got what it takes to be a Super Bowl winner, but we just can't unify and bring that brotherhood together for everybody to be a unit, to put them points on the board, to get into the end zone and say, hey, man, good game.
You know? John, you know why that, and I appreciate the phone call. You know why that's a really good point? And I mentioned this on the Falcons flyover on Sunday. That exact thing. Because you have a head coach QB1 combination that hasn't yet earned the respect of the league. Raheem Morris is not a winning coach in the NFL. Michael Penix Jr. is not yet a winning quarterback in the NFL. We all think the world of him, but he just simply hasn't put the performance together yet. And that, to John's point, that's what it comes down to. In times of crisis, like in San Francisco and in Miami, who are you turning to get this thing together? I mean, Caden Ellis is a linebacker. Jesse Bates is a safety. They're great leaders in their own right, but they're not the quarterback and the head coach. Those are the two most important positions, to John's point, in order to represent leadership. And you have an unproven head coach and an unproven quarterback. As a matter of fact, the head coach is proven, unfortunately, on a downslope right now, that he may not be cut out to be a head coach in this league. He may just be a great coordinator. So that's a really good point by John. All right, we'll take your calls coming up, 404-726-0929. I got more time. You got more time? I see the phones are still lighting up. Let's go, baby, 404-726-0929. What do you think? What is the biggest thing this team needs to do? We've gotten a bunch of great answers so far. For me, it's not even close. I know we had people mentioning a bunch of different topics, but for me, you have to make adjustments on offense and the play calling. Otherwise, this thing is a sinking ship. Your calls are next, 404-726-0929. Chris Thomas Turtle with you till 10.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.